So let's say it comes to the time in the day when you should actually do the habit that you are trying to build. You're trying to make it a habit, so at some point you're going to have to actually do it. When you realize that it's time to do that habit, that new good habit that you really want to have, is your first instinct to reach for your phone and check Facebook or Instagram or your email? Yeah, it's kind of a motivation issue, but it's also just part of the habit issue. We can make cheerful productivity a habit and use those cheerful productivity habits to replace the bad habits of apathy, laziness, and distraction. I know it's not January anymore. It doesn't seem like the right kind of year to make a new habit plan or turn over a new leaf and start a whole new lifestyle, a whole new set of habits. But even though it's not the new year anymore, it is not too late to start a new plan, to start replacing bad habits with good habits. There are usually two key pieces that we are missing when we try to start a new habit plan, new set of routines that make it not actually work. But we don't have to wait for a whole new year to make these changes and to begin baby stepping our way to more and more responsibility and more cheerful productivity as homemakers through building good habits one step at a time. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm Misty Winkler from Simply Convivial. I write and podcast about homemaking, homeschooling, and doing life cheerfully. And all of that starts with our habits. So let's dig in. So the number one mistake that we make as busy homemakers, wives, mothers is over-engineering and over-complicating a perfect home management system from scratch, from the beginning, and then thinking that we are just too unmotivated, too lazy to actually stick with the thing that we need to do. And the real problem there is that we have tried to leap the distance from our starting point to some kind of final ideal situation. We think that we can just line it all out, wake up in the morning, and totally execute the ideal system. But the thing is, in a family home with lots of different people, lots of different needs, a family life that's always growing and changing, maturing, going through different seasons, we can't engineer at the beginning a system that's going to just work for that. We have to start with small habits, and we have to start with what we need most right now, and then build on that and grow and adapt from there based on our current situation's actual needs. It's not about getting to some final destination where from then on everything's going to be great. Our whole lives are going to be about maturing, changing, growing, adapting. And that's what we need to get good at. We can build the habit of assessing our day and not saying, oh, it was a total failure. I didn't do at all what I was supposed to do. And saying instead, well, that didn't work the way I expected it to. What did I expect? Why didn't it work? What should we do different tomorrow? Not what should we do differently from here on out so that everything works just right. But what's one thing I could do tomorrow to improve things? We can approach our lives and even our habits as scientists, as each little individual experiments that we run and learn from. We don't really need more information from YouTube channels, from other people's checklists, from books, as much as we need a willingness to start small and learn from the process while working the process. That changes everything. Because a lot of times when we call ourselves lazy or think that we're just no good at running systems, when we think we're failing at homemaking, we usually have fallen into that trap because we have made a perfectionist, idealistic, imaginary standard and then decided that we can't reach it, and so we're failures, and so we then choose the actions and the habits. So then we choose the actions and the habits that go along with that interpretation of events. Just kind of naturally, we don't even have the self-awareness to realize that's what we're doing. But when we make a judgment call, an assessment of our current situation, we will automatically then begin behaving as if that is true. And so if we say, I'm just lazy, then we should not be surprised if we act lazy. And so it's not that we want to lie and call laziness productivity and suddenly it will be so. But instead, we want to spend our time meditating on truth and focusing on progress, because then we will get more truth and progress in our life, because that's what we're spending our time thinking about. And it's not that there are no failures or there is never laziness, but rather we will get more of what we're meditating on, what we're thinking about. Our attention and our energies will go the direction of our thoughts. So this is why I am a big proponent of writing out truth on cards, post-it notes, index cards, and putting them in very key, visible, strategic places in our house. One of my favorites over the years has been Elizabeth Elliot. It's something like, the secret is Christ in me, not me in another set of circumstances. Now that's a quote that you want to zing you at certain moments in the day. So you write it out, you put it in a visible place, you see it, you read it, you think about it multiple times a day, and before you know it, that thought comes to mind when you need it. It comes to mind with conviction, and it brings you clarity. It doesn't bring you guilt. When you know the direction that you should be going and you know that you are able to do it. So along those same lines of meditating on truth that we write out on cards, another key practice that we can do to help us build the habits that we want to build are to actually write out what I call habit statements. Because this process of making progress in our homes and becoming more mature and becoming more responsible in our home, it takes intentionality, it takes self-awareness, it takes clarity, and it takes repetition of the same ideas over and over again. And all of those things are helped by formulating a sentence, writing it out, and then reviewing it regularly. So inside Convivial Circle, my community, any key concept that we learn comes with an assignment to create a sentence according to a certain template. If you've downloaded the habit guide that goes along with this series of videos, the link is in the show notes, then that's one kind of writing assignment that I like to give. Because writing a sentence in a formula helps us distill our thoughts, bring them to a place where we can focus on them and really examine them and think about them rather than just letting them swirl in our head and stay vague and obscure and not really commit to the process of change. We make it concrete and actionable, clear and specific when we put words together in a very particular way. And then we also give ourselves a shortcut reminder. So we don't need to remember at a key moment because it's written down. It's in a place that we can grab and look at and see, even if our minds don't necessarily remember. So writing habit statements is probably more important than tracking your consistency of those habits, I would say, because unless you know what habit you're trying to build and you have a real grasp of the particular actions that you are committing to take and why you are committing to take them, you're not really going to build that momentum, clear thinking, attitude piece along with the habit. You're thinking of the habit as more this exterior thing that's going to fix your situation. But the habit statement applies our attitude to that habit and helps us make over our attitude as well as the habit. And that makes all the difference. So there's a free guide in the show notes that will walk you through the process of writing a habit statement that works. And then it also has a checklist for you to keep track of your progress in building that habit. So you definitely want to check that out below. It's totally free. But if you need more support, more encouragement, more feedback, if you need the kind of motivation that comes from being a part of a community, pulling together, working on the same things, and encouraging one another along the way, then Convivial Circle is for you. Convivial Circle is my online community that has hundreds of homemakers writing habit statements, figuring out their routines, taking their hopes and dreams for the ideal homemaking system and distilling it down into doable, actionable, realistic baby steps in whatever phase of life you're in. It helps to hear from other ladies working on the same thing who can ask good questions, who can call you out if your plans are too much, and who can cheer you on for every small baby step win. This community is not on Facebook. There is an app. There are courses included as well as the community aspect. You can learn more by going to simplyconvivial.com and click the green enroll button in the corner. Or you can find links in the show notes below. Figuring out our habits takes a lot of trial and error. It's okay. If you need encouragement to work through that process for yourself, then Convivial Circle is the place for you, and we would love to see you there. Just find links in the show notes or go to simplyconvivial.com and click the green enroll button and join us today.